Michigan lawmakers talk about banning tiny balls of plastic. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A lot of us use products with microbeads in them. They're tiny, perfectly round plastic beads companies add to face and body scrubs and toothpaste. We wash them down the drain, but they're so small, wastewater treatment plants can't filter them out. Scientists are finding these tiny plastic beads in the Great Lakes, and they're showing up in fish. Several states have passed laws to phase out microbeads in consumer products, including Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Michigan lawmakers are now considering whether to do that here, too. Republican State Representative Rick Outman introduced a bill to phase out microbeads in personal care products and over-the-counter drugs in the next few years.
We're giving industry time to cease production, then giving them time to deplete their stock.
The Michigan Chemistry Council backs the bill, but some state lawmakers and environmental groups say it doesn't go far enough. Jack Schmidt is the deputy director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. He says there's a loophole that would allow plastic microbeads that are biodegradable.
Which sounds good. We all hear biodegradable and think that's a good thing, but it's really not a term that's based in science. It's a term that any producer of cosmetics can just apply to their products without any verification of it actually biodegrading in a set amount of time.
He says they support two other bills in the state legislature that would ban all plastic microbeads. Industry groups say they're already moving to phase them out. Microbeads are not the only kind of tiny plastic pollution that's getting into our rivers and lakes. Sherry Mason has been studying microplastics in the Great Lakes. She's a professor of chemistry at the State University of New York at Fredonia. She's found everything from microfibers from our fleece clothing to fragments of plastic trash that have broken down. Professor Mason, how big of a deal is all of this tiny plastic pollution?
To answer this question, we started by looking at fish species, and these are largely from Lake Erie just because that's the lake that I live along. But we surveyed 25 species of fish, and we looked in their gastrointestinal tract, and every single species of fish has had some amount of plastic in it. The smaller fish that are lower in the trophic level have somewhere on the order of 1 to 3 particles, but then as you move up the trophic level, the next, like the medium kind of trophic level, we find somewhere in between, you know, 5 and 8 particles of plastic. And then we actually tested the double-crested cormorant, which is a bird that, you know, lives on fish, and found on average 36 pieces of plastic. So we seem to see that one, plastic is present, that it's definitely making its way into the food chain, and then that the counts seem to be increasing as we go to higher trophic levels.
And is that hurting the fish or the birds?
Yeah, so, you know, we've only been doing this for 3 years. We're pretty early in all of this with regard to freshwater studies. So the question is, you know, what is the impact of that? With regard to these species that we've looked at thus far here in the Great Lakes, we don't really know. What we can do is make reference to marine studies. You know, as a field of research, people have been studying plastic pollution in the world's oceans for 10 to 15 years longer than they've been looking in freshwater systems. And oceanic studies do indicate that the plastic is having an impact. The microplastics are having an impact on these organisms, basically their circulatory system and their reproduction.
Sherry Mason is a professor of chemistry at the State University of New York at Fredonia. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Mason says if you want to avoid buying products with microbeads in them, you can look for the words polyethylene or polypropylene on the labels. If you don't see those ingredients, the product should be microbead-free. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.